This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with our discussion on the tilawa of the Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهَذَا ذِكْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ. Indeed, we have revealed a very blessed, a very mubarak book. Everything about this book is mubarak. And its reciter secures a lot of blessings and a lot of barakah through the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks as far as the tilawa of the Quran is concerned. Man qara'a harfan min kitabillah falahu bihi hasana. A person who recites one letter from the book of Allah, Allah will give him a reward. Wal hasanatu bi'ashri amthaliha, and that single reward is then multiplied by 10. So in essence, for every letter, Allah is giving us 10 rewards. And the hadith goes on to explain, La aqulu alif lam mim harfun. I do not say that alif lam mim in the Quran is regarded as one letter. But alif is a separate letter, lam is a separate letter, and mim is a separate letter. Which means that Allah will reward you for 3 separate letters, 30 rewards in total. Now, take into account a person who dedicates few minutes of his day for the tilawa of the Noble Quran. How many letters is he reciting in those few minutes? Subhanallah. If a person dedicates 10 minutes, just 10 minutes minimum, how many pages he is able to read, how many words he is able to cover, and how many letters he actually covers by reciting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to recite the Quran on a daily basis. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي شفيعا يوم القيامة لصاحبه. Recite the Quran, for indeed the Quran will become an intercessor for you on a day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. Who is arguing your case? The best lawyer possible, the Quran. Allahu Akbar. Today people spend so much of money, exorbitant amount of money, behind good lawyers who can fight their case. The Quran is giving you guarantee that if you recite me on a daily basis, I will become your intercessor on a day of Qiyamah. I will see that I will stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. In another hadith similar to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about this, that the Quran will be given the opportunity to intercede. So the Quran says, مَنَعْتُهُ النَّوْمَ بِاللَّيْلِ فَشَفِّعْنِ فِيهِ. Oh Allah, I did not allow this man to sleep at night. In fact, I kept him busy with my tilawa. Therefore, O Allah, I am interceding on behalf of my reciter. Accept my intercession in his favor. And the hadith ends off by saying, Allah will accept the intercession of the Quran. You know, when you put a lawyer, he'll say, look, I'll try my best. I'll fight your case. But at the end, I can't predict the outcome. Here the hadith is saying that the Quran will intercede on your behalf. And the hadith is also saying that its intercession will be accepted in your favor. Allahu Akbar. That means, brothers and sisters, that every day we need to make time for the book of Allah. Such a blessing that we need to secure through the book of Allah, which we cannot miss in this life of ours. So every day, even if it is just 10 minutes, take out time to read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so many rewards and many other virtues associated with the Quran, but I've just cited few just to create enthusiasm within us to read the book of Allah every day. Remember, the book of Allah is fuel for the soul. As I mentioned, that just as a car cannot operate without fuel, the soul cannot optimally function without the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is its recitation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all.